Hello friends, welcome to our digital blogger. Some of you might be listening this on Stock Pathshala as well. Today, we will talk about online versus offline form of trading. Online versus offline trading has various ways of differentiation. Both kinds of trading styles have their pros and cons and suit different kinds of traders and investors. Now, before the advent of the internet, share trading was carried out by stockbrokers who used to buy or sell equities on behalf of their client. However, after the internet became a daily part of lives, it became a thing, right? It has become really easy for people across the fields to manage all of their work by themselves. Still, few clients go for offline form of trading owing to several reasons. In this podcast, we will talk about both the forms of trading, how they are prevalent, and how offline has gradually taken backstage for a number of good reasons. There are various factors that have played a detrimental role in the emergence of online trading. To understand that clearly, and it is really important to note the difference, we will go ahead and talk by specific examples and specific points as well. First of all, the trading. While in the online trading style, a trader can trade without the assistance of the broker, offline trading requires every trade, whether it is a buy or a sell decision, to go through the broker. By assistance, we mean here active assistance such as punching the orders or any other day-to-day activity. Even with the online form of trading, and it's rising by time, there are broking houses that have in-house dealers, equity advisors, relationship managers who guide the client as and when they need to. However, with the advent of online trading, traders who have years of experience in the stock market gradually became self-dependent in picking up the quality of stocks and putting up the orders. So in essence, online trading has enabled them basically to go ahead and perform the trades or by themselves. Then there is the flexibility part. With offline trading, there are just two options for the client if the client wants to trade. Either the client needs to visit the office of the broker or call. Now, our busy work schedule often does not allow us to do any of that. There have been numerous instances during the offline trading when the client has missed a particular trade, either due to the unavailability of the dealer or, well, he couldn't call that person. With online trading, getting the order punched at the right time has become absolutely easy. Almost all brokers offer a trading platform on every multimedia device, allowing traders to execute both buy and sell orders from anywhere. The interface offered for the mobile trading applications might be different from that of the personal computer and could be a challenge initially. However, once the trader gets accustomed to putting the orders on the mobile platform, it becomes very convenient. Then we have the fees factor. Compared to the fees charged by the brokers for offline trading, online fees is almost negligible. In offline trading, there would be more than one people involved. For instance, there would be, for the call and trade, there would be a dealer who would punch the order, a relationship manager who provides active assistance to the client, a representative who calls and confirms the order executed during the market hours, and there would be a few people in the background too. The fee imposed on the offline service includes fee for all that assistance. On the other hand, in the online trading, the client executes the trade themselves, ruling out the need for any sort of middleman. Therefore, the fees charged in the online trading is relatively much smaller as compared to offline trading. Then there are online research reports. This is another difference between online and offline form of trading when you are looking to figure out which stockbroker works for you. Now, broker houses offer various fundamental, thematic, technical kinds of reports. While online trading was not in trend, offering a variety of reports and getting hands-on was a big task, both for the brokerage house and client respectively. With online trading, it has become really simpler to offer reports and online assistance to the clients and for the clients as well to go through these reports and take the actions accordingly. These reports and other material can be accessed online. And then these reports help the client to understand the sector, the stock they want to invest in. Additionally, traders also get to know with the health of the economy. All this and more is offered to the client for their comfort. Then we have prevention of fraud. Online trading provides better control to the client over every transaction made. In online trading, clients are at the mercy of the traders. In a sense, they are at the mercy of the stockbroker, sub-broker, franchise owner, whoever they are in touch with. This gives rise to frauds and mistakes. But in online trading, since client executes the order themselves, chances of frauds or error is minimal. Having said that, this needs to be known that in online space, there are problems like cyber security and hacking things happening. However, whatever trading platforms are offered by prominent stock brokers, they are pretty savvy, pretty secure, pretty tight from that aspect. But still, it is highly recommended that whatever trading platform you use, make sure the broker is good enough to protect your data. Then we have the direct link to the bank. In the offline trading space, the client had to write a check or demand draft in favor of the broker house, which then takes time to clear. Due to this, initial amount, that is during account opening process, it is workable, but issues such as depositing margin money should be done in a jiffy to make sure that the position held by the client remains intact rather than getting scared off due to the insufficient amount. Online trading does offer the option of directly linking your DMAT and the bank account, in a sense your trading account and your bank account. Clients can transfer the money instantly to their bank account for taking up any trade or even margin amount. Equities are known as liquid assets, so that they can be converted into cash instantly. Online transfer and withdrawal facility, most of the stock brokers, 99% of stock brokers provide that facility online. Then there is real-time information. In online trading, we get everything on our hands, in our palm, through the mobile trading application. In offline trading, it becomes difficult to keep track of the minute-to-minute price of the stock or how the portfolio is performing throughout the day, throughout the month, or whatever duration you want to put in. All the information about the trade is given to the client either through a contract note or a confirmation call, majorly through an offline medium. Limited information about the trade cripples the options of the trader to take a decision. For example, if a client feels that the stock price has been range-bound throughout the day and trade is not fetching good returns, they should switch the stock. However, due to the lack of real-time information of the market, a trader is unable to do so in offline trading. So again, this has a problem in this form of trading too. Then there is experienced versus new trader. Experienced traders who've been managing their trades and investments on their own would like more control over their investments. This is another way where online versus offline trading differences come into picture. On the other hand, traders who just started would always like the assistance of the experts. Even though online platforms offer a simple interface to the clients, putting orders is not that easy for inexperienced trader. At times, clients can make massive mistakes in selecting the kind of stocks or the quantity of stocks, or the position is incorrect itself. Therefore, for the first few months, the assistance of an expert is essential to them. Almost all the brokerage houses offer assistance and offer training too. Lack of proper infrastructure. While most of the clients today are equipped with the multimedia devices and PC at home, there are retail clients who start trading at a very low scale just to get a hint of what trading is, and they don't get into that actively. Also, connectivity could be an issue for some who live in remote areas. Finally, the last difference between these two forms of trading is the portfolio management services, or PMS. There are clients who cannot be actively involved in a day-to-day trading as their nature of work does not allow them to do so. However, they would like their portfolio to be managed actively and generate favorable returns. For such clients, broker houses offer PMS, guaranteeing them to save on their capital and at the same time generate decent returns. Therefore, selecting between online or offline form of trading hugely depends on the requirements and setup the client has. While active and experienced clients would be more focused on the saving of fee and greater control of investments, those with less time would resort to offline assistance. Therefore, we've talked about multiple sort of reasons here why online and offline form of trading are different from each other. You have to figure out which form of trading works the best for you. Honestly, if you are kind of busy in your day-to-day schedule, don't really have much of a time, in that case, online trading makes more sense. But then you have to understand that since you're not giving a lot of time to your trades, you will not be making a lot of money either. Unless, of course, you are giving away a huge chunk of your portfolio too. In offline form of trading, you have somebody to help you out, to assist you. They will charge you a little more, but at the same time, they will give you premium services. At the same time, it varies from one broker to another, so I suggest you to go ahead and definitely perform your research. You can also take our assistance in figuring out the stock broker that you want to go ahead with. You will find the link in the description of this podcast. So friends, this is pretty much it that we wanted to cover in this podcast on online versus offline form of trading. Hopefully, you are able to learn something new today. We'll see you in the next podcast soon. Thank you so much for listening to this one. Bye-bye.